Righto, Rolodex roulette. Last week we put some parameters on it into the search engine. Nah, we're going with none of those.
Open it up.
So we're just going to give it a spin. So go on, Mans, roll the Rolodex and see where the numbers lay. So it's fallen to.
Oh, you always get a bit nervous.
Matty Lappin. Skinny Lappin.
Skinny Lappin.
Matthew Lappin's.
Blue bagger. And a saint.
Oh, saint, of course. And now up at the. So I give it a call, man. So I think he's up at the Gold Coast Suns now. I think he.
Is he up north?
He's still up under the last. Hello, can we speak to Matthew Lappin, please?
Hello, who's this?
Matty, it's Andy Maher and Bob Murphy from SEN Drive, mate. We're live on the wireless as we speak.
Hey, boys, what's going on?
We do a segment where we've got this unbelievable database of phone numbers, Matty, and we just pluck a number randomly on a weekly basis and give it a call and see how we go. So have you got a couple of minutes for a chat, or what are you up to?
Well, I have. I'm just looking after the kids at home. Not at the bottom of the barrel, are you?
No. It's wherever it lands, mate. We've been all over the joint with this. We've tried Richard Hadley. So Richard Hadley, and we got the Richard Hadley who played at the Brisbane Lions. We've had Dickie Bird, the umpire. We've gone all over the place with this. So, no, wherever it lands, we're happy to give it a call.
Well, as the sun sets on the GC, yeah, let's go. Let's do it.
Where are you, though? What are you doing these days?
Well, I'm living in the Gold Coast. I moved up here about 5 years ago. Brought my family up here to in the sunshine, and lucky enough, I get to wake up every day where most people like a holiday.
So, what are you doing footy-wise? Did I see you coaching Southport? What do you coach? Are you coaching up there somewhere?
I'm not the head coach, but I'm coaching at Southport. The last 2 years, we've in the NEAFL, and then I'm a sports coach at my kids' school, so I get to teach all the kids up here how to play footy, boys and girls. So it's good.
So what? Go on, Bob. Yeah, you go.
Matty, do you remember? I know you played a lot of footy at a couple of clubs. Do you remember round 19, 2000? Do you remember that game for any particular reason?
Oh, what happened?
If you're about to ask, if this is your debut game, mate,
be,
you owe
yep.
me a beer. Yeah. You owe me a beer because I gave you one of the greatest leg ropes you've ever seen. Two of the most robust wingmen you've ever seen in your lifetime.
Well, I remember a lot from that day, but I remember every time the ball was thrown up at the stoppages that you'd swing around and punch me straight in the guts. And I remember thinking, oh, so Matty's finally got a chance to play on someone skinnier than him, and he's making the most of it. You beat me up that day.
I'm calling BS on that. I only ever hit one bloke in my life, and I got a week for it. That was Benny Johnson from Collingwood.
Well, I was so skinny. And
that was only a tummy tap as well. So
would have been under severe provocation, I imagine, too.
Would have just been setting you up for just passing the lessons on, I suppose.
Hey, Matty, while we've got you, we want to talk to you about your footy career, but we're in the, you know, trade period is about to start. What are your memories of going from the Saints to the Blues?
I did an article on this a couple of weeks ago up here in the GC, and it's an interesting story because I was sitting on the couch. I lived with Joel Smith, who's a St Kilda teammate and Hawthorn gun player, and we lived together, and we were watching the news. Stephen Quartermain was doing his 5:40 sports report, and it up jumps that St Kilda have been offered a trade for Matthew Lappin, and they're going to accept it. So I found out from Steve Quartermain that I was going to Carlton, and then my manager rang 10 minutes later after that and said, you know, we're going to set up a meeting with Carlton at 6 a.m. in the morning, meet David Park and Stephen Kernahan, and it went from there.
That must have been tough, Matty, because that group that was coming through together at St Kilda, there'd been a lot of you that had played a lot of development footy together. When I say that, I mean the early stages of your AFL careers together.
Yeah, well, it's tough to learn you're changing clubs from Stephen Quartermain, but we played 97 grand final. There was four or five of us who were really close. Looking back on it, we had a good time off the field, and we trained hard and played okay on the field. So I think it got to a point, though, where the club wanted to break that group up a little bit. Joel was first to go to Hawthorn after his knee reconstruction, and then they broke the group up a little bit, but I look back on that as a pivotal moment in my career.
It's remarkable what happened. I've just called up the numbers. Sometimes you need to remind yourself of just the basic data. You'd played the 55 at St Kilda by the time you went to Carlton. 196 games later. I mean, you've ended up playing 251. I reckon there'd be a lot of people, Matty, who wouldn't have thought that you'd played nearly 200 games at Carlton. That's remarkable.
Yeah, obviously, when I walked into the doors at St Kilda, I was 63 kilos and, you know, thinking, am I ever going to play a game? But, you know, when you walk out with those numbers, I suppose I'm satisfied. Obviously, I'm satisfied with that. But, you know, not only that, it led to 10 years of AFL coaching. And, you know, I've got 5 kids, beautiful wife, you know, house, living in Queensland. So I owe a fair bit to the great game of AFL.
What about that hanger, Matty? That glorious hang on the Friday night where you came up with the biggest smile on your face
filled the entire
country with joy.
So that was the Thursday. That's the first game of the year, Thursday night. It was Carlton versus Essendon. It was my very first quarter of footy at Carlton, so I'd been traded.
Wow.
That was my first possession. That's why you saw the smile on my face. That was like the first thing I'd done for that footy club, and it was just like pure joy. There was no... And I wasn't trying to be a smart ass or anything. There was just pure excitement of, you know, the first possession I've done is I've jumped on a guy and, you know, the ball's stuck in my hand. So all that, you know, all that markers up or cappers, whatever you used to do at lunchtime in the schoolyard ended up paying dividends for me.
Well, there was no doubt. I mean, I played as a small defender, and I think it would have been accepted. You were the best small forward in the league for a period of time there. And one of the great small forwards of all time, Eddie Betts, there's talk of him coming back to the Blues. Would you like to see him back in the navy blue?
Well, I think it'd be a great story for the club as a whole. You know, obviously, it'll put a lot of bums on seats to get a lot of the fans and supporters interested. Look, Stephen Silvani, the great man, is in charge of all that stuff, and I trust him to make all the right decisions there. I think, you know, I reckon he built GWS's list, and I reckon he's doing an awesome job with the Blues list. So if he sees fit to bring him in, then I back, you know, Soss's judgment on that.
There's a bit of a split, though, Matty, if we believe what the sort of jungle drums are telling us. There's some people in there, and, you know, the coach has got a, you know, deep affection. They're great mates, having played footy together. I completely agree with what you said about Silvani, but I wonder whether sometimes there's a bigger picture. You know, it's not just about what he can do. There might be a bit more that he can bring in that maybe the club doesn't have at the moment, and maybe that comes a bit with Eddie.
Yeah, well, and looking from afar, I think that would be the reason why they will get him, because, you know, if Eddie's going to be in our next premiership team, that's got to happen pretty quickly. So from a list manager's point of view, you're going to say, well, is he going to be denying player X ground game time? But there's so much extra stuff that comes with Eddie. So at the end of the day, I'll let the right people in the right positions make those calls and sit back and watch the show if it happens. If not, you know, he'll play Eddie's career at Adelaide, which has been awesome for him as well.
Matty Lappin's been good enough to take the call on Rolodex Roulette, which is great. And it's a fascinating career you had. 99, Matty, you know how Carlton supporters feel about the prelim, and it's, you know, we get told, oh, you hang on to it too much and all the rest of it. From a player's perspective, who then went on and played in the losing grand final the week after, is it an indictment on those of us who hang on to the 99 prelim the way we do and don't lament the fact that we didn't get as Carlton supporters, we didn't get the job done the next week? Where do you sit on that as a player?
Look, 99 was great, but when I was a part of it, I thought the group was really good at refocusing and reconnecting onto the next game, because there was so much experience in that team with Bradley and Tudorfides and Chris Dill and all these guys who played in premierships before. So they knew how to handle that. I reckon we narrowed our focus back onto the job pretty well. Look, in the end, North Melbourne were a little bit too good for us. But if you look back at the game, there were moments that match where we had chances. You know, Michael Sexton, I remember having two shots to go in the second quarter on the run and didn't score. And then I think halfway through the third quarter, if Scott Camporelli kicks a goal from 20 metres out, we're probably about 2.5 goals down. So it wasn't miles away from us, but in the end, we just weren't good enough.
Yeah, I noticed we spoke to Big Mason Cox yesterday, who's one of the 5 most active current-day players on social media. The AFL put out, you know, some data on all of that. And I know that you're you're a really good follow in that regard, that you have a lot of, you know, comments to make, and you don't shy away from, you know, casting a critical eye on things from time to time. This is a space that you seem to enjoy participating in.
Yeah, I think it's probably part of the reason why I'm no longer in the industry as well, Andy, is that I'm an opinionated little fella, and you know, I think I obviously challenge and push in different areas. If I don't like something, I'm you know, prepared to say it or call it out, and sometimes that gets you in a little bit of trouble. But I'm, you know, live and die by that. My head goes on the pillow pretty happy at night time. So, but yeah, I don't mind. But I, obviously, now that I'm out of the system, I'm obviously throwing some darts from a fair way away because I'm no longer in, you know, in the inner sanctums.
So I don't want to. I want to ask you. It's, you know, your story and the goal. I'm not interested in what happened at the Gold Coast Suns, but they're a big talking point at the moment, Maddie, with the concession package that was released yesterday. From where you sit now, you're much closer to it than Bob and I are, and most of the listeners. How perilous do you think their kind of position is right now?
I think it was critical that they got the support. I'm coaching junior footy. I'm coaching local footy, so. I understand how important it is for the Gold Coast Suns to be really successful for AFL in this region. And I think everybody would admit that they got it wrong, from the AFL to the administration to the players to the coaches. They got it wrong the first time, and they've got a bit of a chance to do it again. I think GWS was so successful because they got to go second and they got a fair bit more concessions. But I think the AFL have finally said, well, we've got to fix this. And they weren't going to fix it. Like three extra VFL players wasn't the answer. You know, they needed more. Yeah. I still think they may need more still, but if they can get it right, it can happen pretty quickly. And I'm just hoping that they've got the right people in place that happens now.
I think that's pretty critical. That's pretty critical. Hey, last
I've got a son and a daughter up here playing footy, and, you know, all the kids from my school, I want them to be able to, you know, go 5 minutes down the road and watch a successful team in the AFL. It's really important for this region. And it's hard because sport on the Gold Coast is really hard at that elite level. It's not a lot of teams have been successful.
And are you seeing, junior, you know, just before I let you go, I mean, you're on the ground, are you seeing a healthy number of kids playing Aussie rules up there?
Absolutely, and particularly in the girls' space. Like, I think girls' footy or women's footy up in Queensland is the fastest growing state in Australia.
Yeah, so, it is.
And it's only going to get a massive boost when the Suns bring their women's team in next year. So, I'm glad the AFL have admitted we needed to give them a bit more help, and hopefully this is going to, you know, push them in the right direction.
And how'd you go that day when you pulled the boots on? You had to run around in that kneeful that day when you were down there. Did you still get a kick? Was there still a bit of the old lap and magic still there?
When I played for the Suns.
Yeah, yes.
A player didn't turn up about 45 minutes before the game. So I just made sure I was lacing out the young players I was working closely with to make their statistics look a bit better.
Right.
So
How was the night before, Matty? Was the prep okay? Was it sort of reasonable, or was it?
No, it's fine, mate. Game face was always on, back there. So
that helps.
Very responsible. Yeah, I was ready to go.
mate, thanks for picking up the phone and having a chat to us. I love this segment. We don't know who we're going to get on a week-to-week basis, and everyone's good enough to have a chat to us, and it's a chance for us to turn the clock back. We've enjoyed the 10 minutes we spent with you, mate. Thanks for your time.
Hey, thanks for the nice surprise, boys. And Bobby, you still owe me a beer, mate.
Good. There you go. Matty Laffin. A remarkable career. 251 games, 247 goals, 3 times represented Australia, international rules, all Australian in 2004. Carlton leading goal kicker 2001. That is a stellar.
Yeah, he was a gun.
Stellar career. We'll get a break out of the way. Tim's in Berwick. Mate, when we come back, we'll take your call.